Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I started the show with this, saying, look, 3 o'clock, I need all the bathwater drinkers to just line up for me. All the ass kissers, the enablers, the sycophants, the people who aren't smart enough to think for themselves. And they just do this. Well, if it's good enough for Brad, it's good enough for me. I don't get sports fans like you because you take the fun out of everything. What the hell is this whole wait and see thing? That's not why we like sports. You know, this show led the charge. You win the division, you win the playoff game. And I also told you, you probably weren't going to like what came out of the speakers after the loss to San Francisco, which is the following. We're in a Super Bowl window, which means you got to do Super Bowl things. It's like when David had his 17th kid. You have to do adult responsible dad things. That David can't just go out and party and do whatever he wants to do. You're in your Super Bowl window. What I don't accept is the smartest guy in the room. We're just going to draft, develop, and pay our own guys. We're risk averse. No risk it, no biscuit. I've highlighted how the other Super Bowl teams do it. It's a pattern. It's real. I think it's silly to fight it. So what I'm going to present to you, while you guys all pour a nice mason jar full of Brad Holmes bathwater, what I'm going to do is present something, and you need to tell me why you wouldn't do it. Then it needs to be legitimate. It can't be, well, I love Brad. That's fine. I think we all like Brad Holmes. We all think Brad Holmes is good at what he does. But what I have said to you from the beginning is I don't think when you get near the mountaintop, having a quiet offseason is the way that you reach summit. So this shouldn't be a surprise. So here's the player in question. And a multitude of reports have led us here. So I said it jokingly for the last few weeks, L'Jarius Sneed. Corner for Kansas City. They picked him in the 4th round 4 years ago. He's turned into a superstar. Now they've put the franchise tag on him. But here's what the reality of it is. They're open to trading him. And he is free to talk to other teams to procure a deal. And the Chiefs have the right, since they are his current employer, they can give him that deal or they can trade him. Smart people around the league think if they are offered as much as a 2nd round pick, they will trade him. They just don't have the money. You know, you pay your quarterback $500 million. It's hard to have the money. You pay your tight end, you know, whatever Kelsey makes. You pay Chris Jones 30 a pop. It adds up. So L'Jarius Sneed has the ability to receive a phone call, his reps, and you can put a hypothetical deal out there. So here's the player I'm talking about, because I'm not a star bleeper. This is about results. Sneed is 27, not 29, not 30, not 32. He's in his prime. He's played 4 years of football, Rico. He gave up exactly one touchdown as the nearest man in coverage last year. One. For a team that played, what, 22 football games? 70% of the time, he lines up across from the other team's number one wide receiver. One time last year, did that player catch more than two passes? One. In 4 years, Legarius Sneed has 10 interceptions and 46 PBUs. That's a ton if you need a translator. A ton. He plays on a team that is blitz heavy with Steve Spagnuolo, which means oftentimes you got to make your own dinner. You're on your own. Gee, sounds an awful like Aaron Glenn's scheme, doesn't it? Then you factor in the following. Oh, and by the way, Super Bowl pedigree. So you can't act like this dude's a born loser or something. If you pull up the Lions, and I think this is what's interesting. Total cap allocations. Now, while you can't use this as gospel, but let's work in a loose framework that these are the general numbers that will be available. We know you have the eighth most cap space in football this year. You're in an advantage position. Next year, do you know the commitments you have for next year in 2025? If the cap only went up 5%, forget about the zany bucks they were handing out this year. Let's say the cap just went to 260 next year.
So you don't get the gambling money.
No, let's just say it goes 260. You know how much you got on the books for next year? 25? $117 million. You know what you got for 26? $49 million. And I won't even tell you about 2027 because the number is actually what's in Kenny's wallet. It's $18. Don't play this game with me that we are somehow poor or if we paid Legarius Sneed, we cannot function or there wouldn't be money for Aiden or what about Amon Ra?
I was about to say, yeah, what about all
no,
the...
No. You're in a beautiful cap situation. So I want you to remind me again. Here, talking to my good ear. Tell me why I shouldn't want the Lions to pick up the phone, offer pick 61, and offer 5 at 95 for Legarius Sneed. Tell me why. Give me one legitimate reason. Tell me. It's not a first-round pick. No one around the league thinks the Chiefs are getting a first-rounder for him. You can talk to the player. Or his reps. You can get a sense of what we're doing here. Now, if you want to tell me, listen, I went to high school with Legarius and he's the worst human being to ever be born. Man, okay, different conversation. I'm making a point to you. He is a lead corner, day one, locked down, and now Cameron Sutton, I can give him all the help he needs. We're good.
Because what will happen is, because I heard actually Doug and Scott as I was driving in kind of roughly talking about this. For some, they want the volume. They would rather take three Cam Suttons than one Sneed because if Sneed gets hurt.
Oh, my dear baby Jesus.
Then you risk it all for you're the Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
You're right.
How did that work out with you?
Man.
You're the Lions with Mosley where you play two snaps. And then you're done. Please don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that's me. I'm telling you, be prepared.
No, you know what that is?
Because
that's spineless jellyfish. Oh, hell. Don't even think about tomorrow. You could die in your sleep tonight.
I'm going to tell you the main reason why you should jump all over this deal if you're the Detroit Lions.
Or just try.
You have to start thinking bigger. And thinking bigger is, what if you have to face the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? Guess what color jersey Sneed is wearing? Yours, not theirs. So now he takes away their top receiver. Now he is helping you by weakening them. That's why you should go after this, because it's taking away their strength to add to what you need. And absolutely, if I simply said, guys, you could have an all-pro, a real all-pro corner, for a second round pick, who says no? Because that's what Mike is offering. I would be willing to say you could have pick 29. If that could take some money off, you take the 29th pick overall, and I'm still going to take Snead. He's going to help you. in a division where you're going to have to go up against Jefferson, in a division where you're going to have big-time receivers, in a year where you're going to have to play Dallas. Last time I checked, Dallas has a pretty good receiver in CeeDee Lamb, right? Yeah. You're going to have to go up against the Niners. Oh, they got Debo, right? Okay. You're going to have to play against top teams, the Rams. They got a couple of them.
How about he can take division? One-on-one. Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore.
That's what
Packers
I'm saying.
Have 10 different guys.
Right.
I want to hear it. No, where are all the lemmings? Where are all the people who get so butthurt because we sit here and we just don't drink the bathwater and go, look, I love the way Brad Holmes drafts, but we also need to get involved in free agency. I don't think it's good enough to have a quiet offseason.
Here's what's going to happen.
Go ahead. Where is everybody? Boy, you can't hear me in the back? Did I just make a case that's so GD compelling and you don't have your talking points to refer to, you don't know what to do? It's like when Roberto gets in an argument. You just begin stammering and staring at the floor.
Because here's what will happen. He'll end up going to a team, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, how did the Dolphins, how did the Eagles?
How'd they have the money?
Right. How did the Niners end up with him? That's not fair. That's not right. Well, you got the money now.
My point is this. If you can't come to a deal, if he wants something ridiculous, if the Chiefs pay him, if the Chiefs demand a first, guess what? You walk away. But I have always said the same thing. Show me you tried, and I can offer you my understanding. I can't get mad if people don't want to do something, okay, or if the things they want don't align with us.
What do they have, 4 or 5 picks in the top 100?
They have 4.
4. Okay. If they want a first, give them your first. You still got 3, and you got Snead. You mean to tell me pick 29 ain't worth Ladarius Snead? It is. Let me help you out with that. You get rid of it, and now you have 3 picks in the top 100 and an all-pro corner locked down for the next 4 years.
And again, every week you could put Snead on the other team's number one. Every week he's essentially going to take them out of the game. It's going to help your pass rush because, look, quarterbacks are going to have to go to their second and third read. It's going to allow you to help Sutton, make him better. And you can still go into this draft and draft another corner, bring an understudy along. Cam Sutton ain't going to be here after next year.
I wonder if Lions fans don't feel this way for a certain reason. I'll tell you that next.
What a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I popped in during a commercial break and I said, Doug, you're doing the Lord's work. He goes, what do you mean? I said, how do you not flip the F out on these idiots? He had a caller named Dick. Guy called in. Guy was a moron, a certified moron. And I give Doug credit. He just sat there and he said, old Dickie boy, listen, you know, respectfully. And, well, I hear what you're saying. I said, Doug, how do you not hit that man with a chair? Then he had another guy call him. May as well have been Uncle Lenny. Oh, well, big name player didn't work out for the Jets, did it there, Sonny boy? And I'm like, wow, you found one example. How about Tom Brady with the Bucks? How'd that go? Like, you're an idiot. And I said, Doug, how do you do it? And then I told him exactly what my plan was. No, I was taking a different approach. I wanted to challenge these people with research, with numbers, with data, and to make a comprehensive case so that you don't have to waste my time and pick up the phone and then have me hit you with a 50-pound weight over the face. So why don't you tell me again why we can't pick up the phone and at least try? I'll say it again. No one in the league believes he's getting a first-round pick. Kansas City is more open to dealing this player than you know. He needs to find a deal commiserate with making Kansas City deal. You know what I compare it to? What the Pistons could have done with Cam Johnson. You could have made the Nets choke this summer to where they couldn't have signed him. They got all the data in the back rooms. If I offer 5 at 95 and Kansas City matches, no harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. If I offer 5 at 95 and Kansas City's willing to trade, we have a deal. What I'm not going to do is, well, I need 5 at 110 or 120. No, thank you. We're good. I'm going to offer you and make you one of the highest paid corners in football. And I'll trade pick 61 to get you.
Here's what will happen.
That's it.
No, to me, it reminds me of when the Eagles went out and got A.J. Brown. And, like, wow, how did that happen?
They asked.
They just picked up the phone.
How'd the Niners get McCaffrey?
You picked up the phone. Yeah. You want to make this thing happen? Okay. Tyreek Hill, guess what? You're going to Miami. For the Lions fans, I think it's a couple of things. One, they're not used to this. It's because nobody ever wanted to come to Detroit. They didn't. Detroit was a punishment. Detroit was a place that, you know, the opposing team would say, okay, keep messing with me and I'll trade you to Detroit. Now Detroit's the hot thing. But they don't realize that yet. The other, Mike, is I wonder if fans have gotten to the point where you're thinking to yourself, well, we beat the Chiefs with him on there, so why do we need him? Because he didn't stop us from going into Kansas City and ruining their ring ceremony.
Did you do that in week one or week 22?
I did it in week one.
Okay, it's not the same thing. I'm sorry to break your fantasy.
Just say.
Okay, David, you've been eerily silent. Tell me, where am I off base? Tell me how it's wrong for me to say, don't you want to see him try? No. If you can't get it done, if it's unrealistic, if Kansas City, that's immaterial to what we're talking about right here, right now.
Because here's what will happen. Real quick, David. Somebody else is going to make this deal. Somebody else is going to pick up the phone, and you're going to be shocked because you're going to say, how did this team find the money? Like, all of a sudden, he's a Green Bay Packer.
Or a Philadelphia Eagle.
No. He stays in the – he's a Green Bay Packer. What just happened here? How did the Packers get him?
Even worse, what if he's a Bear and they put him opposite Jalen Johnson?
Okay. All righty.
So I'm just making a point. And again, if the Chiefs find a way to get creative, pony up the money, do whatever that's not my problem. All I am saying is, for all the people who are calling these other shows on our station and are just, well, you know, whatever Brad wants to do, or we don't need a big free agent. It's like, okay, then tell me where I'm wrong. And by the way, we just had a caller hang up, caller Craig. See, this is the best part. You're talking pineapples and you call up about bananas. Oh, go after Chris Jones. That's not the topic, Craig. Because Kansas City's going to lose Snead to keep Jones. Now, you show me a report where Chris Jones had the franchise tag and the team has said you can talk to other teams and procure it and they're probably open to trading him. Guess what we're doing? Go get Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. That's not the topic. We don't need to deflect. We don't need to make things up. Tell me why you shouldn't try to get L'Jarius Sneed. Sorry, I'm not afraid of receipts. You show me
not
a parade,
afraid of injuries.
You can have receipts.
Not afraid of injuries.
Don't care. It happens. It's football. Your whole season could be over in OTAs. Jared Goff could have a Teddy Bridgewater and his damn leg falls off in a non-contact drill. Mm-hmm. You can't live that way.
No, I'm with you, Mike. I just think that a lot of people around here would rather nitpick, let's go get a bunch of guys on the one-year deal and just kind of Frankenstein this thing together like the Tigers third base.
Okay, Scott Harris. Go ahead, David.
Listen, guys, there's always a possibility that he may not make it to Detroit, maybe travel, something happens, and he's just – no, look, man. I've always said from the beginning, when the possibility, knowing what Kansas City had to do, I've always said – one of the guys, if they come up, become available, you got to go get them. Well, that guy seems to be now Snead, not Jones. It's Snead. So that's the guy that I think the Lions should go after. If it was Jones, fine. But it's not. The guy that became available is Snead. So you go after him. That's a need. It's not like you're just going out there just picking at something you don't need. You need a number one corner. He fits everything that you do. Yes, go after him. Make the phone call. And if they say, oh, well, we want two first-round picks, well,
hang up the phone.
It is what it is. But you got to make the phone call.
If Snead wants a deal that's not commiserate with the going rate, hang up the phone. See, I'm not unfair with teams. Now, if a report comes out that, like, L'Jarius Snead is this horrific human being, we don't have that information. I've never heard anything of that sort. I'm just making a point. I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think everything Brad Holmes has said, and Doug did a great job with this earlier, totally risk averse, totally safe, smartest guy in the room. Okay. Then I think you're going to have a hell of a time winning the Super Bowl. And now I'm not here for that. We're here for the parade. That requires parade moves. Mm-hmm. All right. You got a chance to get one of the best corners in football in the heat of his prime, who also has Super Bowl experience.
And here's the thing. You're risking it. You're going for it. And if you don't win the Super Bowl, it doesn't mean that you failed. It means that you tried.
And it means you still have an all-pro who would be at 28 or 29. Because
that's what I'm sure some people, well, there's no guarantee we're going to win the Super Bowl. You're right. But you're putting yourself in the best position to get there. Last year, you could have used him. Just saying. I don't think the ball bounces off of his face mask in the NFC Championship game.
You know what I like about this? This is what I like about this. I like that we open with the wings, full lines, interesting conversation. It's fun, right? I like the fact. See, this is good. This is efficiency. I do the topic my way. You know what I don't invite to the airwaves? Morons. Oh, what do you think you know? No, I don't know everything. I get plenty of things wrong. I'm just not wrong about this. I'm not wrong about you should want more for your team. And you should demand more from your team. You didn't win anything last year. You didn't win the Super Bowl. I think the problem with a lot of you guys is you went up thinking there was no shot the girl was going to say yes, and now she has, and you have no idea what to do.
I don't know where to take her. I don't know where to go. What do I wear?
Right, you're here.
She was supposed to turn me down.
Margot Robbie said yes. Now, where would you like to go Saturday night?
Pick a day. Yeah, pick some place and pick me up. And you're Kenny. I don't know what to do. I'm sick.
We'll get to a couple of calls. We'll get to some ticket texts. That's a cheap shot. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jimmy Jam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm right with you, Mike. We got to go all in. I mean, come on. We got a closing window, maybe 2 to 3 years to make this happen. What are we sitting on our hands for? We got to pick up the phone. We got to find out if Steed can make his way over here. If we erase 7 points off of a handful of the games last year, our record would be better. We'd be Super Bowl champions. Let's get this guy. Let's
win. Well, and Jimmy, here's the thing, and it's part of why I phrased the question the way I did. I need people to tell me why not. I've given a million reasons why. And if we're talking about foundational pieces, this is one. This is a guy in his prime at age 27, and stylistically it would seem to work. Like, tell me again why. But because what we've set up, Jimmy, what's being set up in this town is that Brad Holmes doesn't have to do anything, and that's totally okay. And I can't figure that out. When you look at the Niners, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, the Eagles, the Super Bowl caliber teams, look at right. how they're getting there and staying there. Safe right, and sound and risk averse is not a part of that.
Exactly. Winners take risks. And could Snead get injured? Absolutely, man. But so could Goff, like you mentioned. So could Gibbs.
You could open training camp. Right. You could open training camp and Penei Sewell's legs could fall apart. Like, I mean, it's Jimmy, it's football. I mean, I heard a guy call Doug's show and go, "What about Aaron Rodgers?" I'm like, "You're dumb. I can't do this." Yes, one example of a player dying 4 plays into a season. Let's roll with that as a reason to never try. Hey, heard of car accidents? Guess you're never driving again. You know, don't go on planes anymore because once in a billion they crash. Like, it's such a stupid mindset. Hey, here's an idea. What if it works? Parade, Woodward, ecstasy. Pete, 97.1, what's up, Petey?
If you get into car accidents, that's hilarious, dude. Dude, I am so all in with you on this. Unbelievable. I totally agree with what Rico said, man. You're at the hill. You're at the top of the hill, man. You're with the big boys now. You got to have a different mindset. But I'll say this. I'll even go extreme further. Get Snead and Danielle Hunter. That's what I'm saying, man. Let's just go for it. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm not going to argue it, and I certainly don't have the tabulations, but like, yeah, Pete, I'm with you, is that you have an opportunity to address some major needs with veteran presence. Right. I can still have Brad Holmes have 3 top 100 selections to do his work and do what he does so well. Pete, I'll never say no to stuff like that, because when you look
if the numbers you were talking about earlier are exactly what you were saying, they're in the ballpark. To me, there's no reason. I don't see how you're going to get phone calls, people giving you reasons not to do this. It doesn't make any sense.
And it's also when you start to look like Pete, we've sat here and people call up and they're like, "Well, what about Aiden?" And I'm like, "I got 3 years to worry about that." Mm-hmm. Well, what about Sewell? I got 2 years. Well, they got to pay Goff. Yeah. And do you understand the salary cap just went up by $31 million? And oh, by the way, let's say you don't get something done. Goff is still signed. What are we doing?
Yeah, and for the other guys, hey, no, you still got a franchise tag. If worst comes to worst, you tag him.
You got $114 million in commitments for next season and like $45 million for the season after. Guys, come on. What are we doing here? And here's another thing. If you never signed another free agent again, you're still going to have a hard time keeping your team together. The rules dictate it. So get busy living or get busy dying. You got a window. Go for it. And if this isn't the right fit, that's fine. What I'm trying to do is get you to realign your thought process with reality. I'm trying to show you the possibilities that are out there. And it's not about being married to L'Jarius Sneed. And look, the data's the data. It's beautiful. Shutting down number ones and the stats I gave. Oh, that's beautiful. Hey, man, if they came home with Kendall Fuller, not going to be mad. If they came home with Danielle Hunter, happy hooray. I'm trying to get you to just look at it through a different lens, because I am worried that they are taking a very high on their own supply, sipping their own juice
approach. It feels that way. It really does. It feels like see, we knew it would work, and we're going to just double down on exactly how we got here. No, that got you to this level. Now you want to get to the VIP level.
Well, you need unicorns.
You do.
Look, the way that the Chiefs won a Super Bowl is they have some unicorns, right? They've got a Mahomes. They've got a Chris Jones. Yeah. They've got a L'Jarius Sneed. They've got a Travis Kelce. They have unicorns. All right? That's, you know, the Niners, it's the same thing. You start naming off these unicorn players they have. Now, if their coach wasn't a flat brim wearing idiot, the Niners win the Super Bowl. But he is. The point is they got unicorns.
Sad but true.
You need those high level players to put you over the top. And you have some, but you don't have. I'd hate to tell you, you don't have any on defense. Aiden's not there yet. You can't put Aiden in the same classification as a Chris Jones.
No, I think the only unicorn that you have on that team is LaPorta.
I mean, I think Sewell's a Trent. I think okay. Sewell's a Trent Williams type.
You know what? I take that back. You're right.
LaPorta, yes. I'm Amon-Ra slappy, so I'd say Amon-Ra. I'm saying defensively, if I have an opportunity to get a L'Jarius Sneed, and again, the Chiefs are open to trading him. They have told him, you can go seek a deal out. And I think they know they have to trade him. And look, the thought around the league, they're not going to get a one for him. That's just business. It's very hard to get a first-round pick for a player that's not a quarterback. It's very difficult. And the Chiefs just don't have a ton of leverage here. Now, if L'Jarius Sneed was on the team with term and was underpaid, oh, you'd get a first-round pick. Why do you think Patrick Surtain II, the Broncos' asking price, was two first-round picks? They have him signed, he's under value, and you have term. Mm-hmm. They don't have that with L'Jarius Sneed. Pick 61, 5 at 95. Make him blink.
Yeah, it's time for Brad Holmes to head out to lunch and say, oh, I didn't know you were going to be here. And they start talking trade.
Not even that.
Oh, you mean Harbaugh with McSizzle? No. The COVID burger?
Right. Honestly, if I'm Brad Holmes, no, I knew you were going to be here.
What are you doing here?
Can we have a minute? Is this busy? No? Okay. Listen, come here. You and I, we're going to have a little talk. And when you're done, you're going to be a lion.
70% of the time lines up against the other team's number one. Gave up more than two receptions once. 10 picks, 46 PBUs in a four-year career. Yeah. If you think you're drafting that at 29, I tip my cap to you.
And this would be the factor to help you really solidify this. The ball wouldn't have bounced off of his face mask in the NFC Championship.
Leave Kildare alone.
No, but what I'm saying is that's the difference. That play right there,
yeah.
You're in the Super Bowl.
Poor Kildare. Guy did the best he could.
Hey, Shanahan did the best he could.
No,
didn't work out.
Shanahan's an ass. There's a difference. Out of that two-minute warning, all he had to do was take the experience from 2018 and go, you know what? Running here ain't the worst thing, and I got fourth and short if I need it.
Even top coaches like Dan Campbell regret making decisions like that.
No.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, look, it's another thing Rico's killed, the SEC on CBS. Okay, David, what do you have?
No, no, I gift-wrapped that for you. You know what that is now?
What?
That's the Big Ten on CBS.
You're right. Yes, David.
That is the Big Ten on CBS, and I want to have a little fun here because ESPN put a little ranking together. It's ranking college football's top 80 quarterbacks of the 2000s.
Holy hell. A 23-year span?
Correct. So we're not going to go through 80. I think I found a fun way to go through this. I broke some down by school, Big Ten, who played for the Lions, and I'll give you the school that had the most quarterbacks on this list.
And let's just get it out of the way. J.J. McCarthy, number one. All right, now we can proceed.
That is not true. So let's start with Georgia. They have three quarterbacks on that list.
Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray is number 47.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is not on this list.
Okay, list is null and void. Stafford, I know they didn't win a lot of big games there. He was very good in college. He was fun to watch. He dusted MSU in that one bowl game.
Mm-hmm. I knew that would be fun.
Stetson Bennett best be on the list.
41.
Jake Fromm?
Jake from State Farm?
No.
Oh.
Number 73 on the list, David Green.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's just Stafford. Yeah, that's just, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that, but let's continue.
Let's go to Bama.
A.J. McCarron.
Yeah. No.
Tua.
Tua's on the list.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is on the list.
How many more?
They have one more here.
Well, don't do it. It's Milroe. I'm walking out of here.
Does Jalen Hurts count for
Bama? Yes, he counts. He lost his job to Tua. In order to lose a job, you got to have a job.
Right, but I mean, once you leave.
Dude, he squatted 700 pounds. He's on the list.
Right, but it's like Kenneth Walker is Michigan State, not Wake Forest.
Kenneth Walker's not even a real person. I don't even believe that was a real year.
To your point, I am counting a quarterback that did transfer out.
Justin, no, that was Georgia.
Come
on. Say it. No. Rico's out. David, go ahead. Who is
Jalen Hurts, along with Bryce Young.
Oh, Bryce Young. There's the one we missed.
Yeah, that's the one you missed.
All right, sorry.
So let's get to some locals here, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's get to those. There are seven quarterbacks, seven Big Ten quarterbacks on this list.
All right, Justin Fields.
Correct. He's 32 on the list.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is number 21 on the list.
Free roll, J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Okay. Don't say, please, I beg of you, don't give me any of these overrated Penn State quarterbacks.
No.
Okay, thank God.
I am also including a quarterback on here, two quarterbacks on here, one that transferred in the Big Ten, okay. One that transferred out.
Joe Burrow.
No, I'm not including him. I'm not. Oh,
okay. But Joe Burrow's on this list, right?
He is on the list, yes.
Transferred out of the Big Ten.
That's why I thought it was Joe Burrow.
And explodes.
Yeah, I didn't count him because he never really played at Ohio State.
Okay, give us a hint.
Purple Rain.
Michael Penix. Your godson.
How can you not get
your
him?
Your own child.
I forgot that he played.
You're Antonio Cromartie. You don't even remember your own kids' names.
I forgot he played at Indiana.
And wow. Then the quarterback that transferred in.
Give us a hint.
Number 29 on the list.
Transferred.
You all played him, I believe, in the Big Ten championship game.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
NC State.
Russell Wilson. Yep.
Do you know the player?
But no Matthew Stafford.
Do you know the player that Tom O'Brien gave the starting job to and encouraged Russell Wilson to transfer because of this guy's presence?
No.
Here's a hint. Giraffe neck. Here's another hint. One of the worst contracts the Bears have ever signed.
NC State quarterback, right?
Yep.
Oh, I can't think of his
name.
Mike
Glennon. You imagine kicking Russell Wilson out of school because of Mike Glennon?
That's good. So let me finish off the Big Ten here before I move on to the others. Number 70, JT Barrett. Number 57 on the list is Brad Banks.
Oh, my God, Iowa? Wow.
Yes.
All right, who was the running back on those Iowa teams as they ran stretch left, stretch play right, all zone? Think number two.
I'm going to say something like
big shoulder pads.
Right.
He dominated Michigan in the Big House.
No.
And no, it's not the guy you're thinking of who is a lookalike to Cisco. It's not Tavian Banks.
Yeah, I was talking about
No. Fred Russell.
Final Big Ten quarterback, number 54, Denard Robinson.
Oh, stop.
Are you serious?
It.
Number 54.
Stop
Denard
it. My
Robinson.
Dog throws it better. He doesn't even have opposable thumbs.
Well, everything's included. He also ran the ball.
Oh, did you hear he doesn't tie his shoes? That's absurd. Anytime he faced a decent team, he got obliterated.
No. Did you not see the very first game under the lights ever when they played Notre Dame?
You know, all right, we're done.
So I'm just going to give you this one because I want to give you the top 10. So let me give you this. The school with the most quarterbacks.
Let me guess. Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma.
Yes.
You have Landry Jones, Jason White, Jalen Hurts, Caleb Williams, Sam Bradford, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield.
Wait a minute. What about Josh Heupel?
He was not on the list. I know you would think, but he was not on the list.
All right.
So here's your top 10. Robert Griffin is number 10.
He might be the only player that could be credited with establishing a football program and getting a stadium built.
Oh, for sure.
That's the house that RG3 built down there. Baylor football was largely poop.
And it says in here, he is Baylor's Andrew Luck.
He is.
Which is, yeah.
He is.
Number 9, Marcus Mariota.
Love.
Number 8, Lamar Jackson.
Cam Newton in there.
Number 7, Kyler Murray. Number 6, Deshaun Watson. Number 5, Joe Burrow. Number 4, Tim Tebow.
Oh, God.
But still, Matthew Stafford did not make the list.
Listen, I know Tebow's going to be on there because of the winning, but he's just not good. Come on.
But at the time, he, you know, probably should have won 2 Heismans.
Number 3, Vince Young. Number 2, Cam Newton. That's why I didn't answer your question.
All right, ready for this?
How about this? Is his hat number 1?
Hold on. Do you know what makes Cam Newton so incredible collegiately? How many guys on that offense played a single snap in the NFL?
I think 0.
1.
Woo!
1 offensive lineman. No one else on that team played in the NFL.
So he was basically Michael Vick with Virginia Tech.
Yes. And remember, like Vick, dude, Auburn, they sent him into the pile 300 times.
I remember watching Vick in the national title game. Like, if he had any help, they would win this title.
If you're young, we made Kenny do this. Just type in Michael Vick, Boston College. Souls were taken that day. Just watch the highlight.
Or if you want to go Michael Vick, Green Bay Packers.
Okay, David, go
correct.
Ahead.
And number 1 is Baker Mayfield. Now, let me answer that because you brought up Michael Vick. The reason why he's not on here is they wanted to start right at 2000.
And it was 99.
He was 99.
And he played in the title game.
Correct.
No, that is, I understand. Baker, you can hate him, had an incredible college career.
Now, I know Vick did heinous things on the field. Talk about somebody who was just born too early. If Michael Vick was in like the draft the last couple of years,
oh my God,
you would trade away the next 10 picks to get him.
No, Brad Holmes wouldn't. I'm going to do it my way.
That is
I've never seen anybody coming out of college as good as him.
I agree. That is your college blitz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.